Let's take a look at some farm news here for you for your Friday. President Trump and farmers and ranchers have many shared priorities for 2018 following the State of the Union address earlier this week. American Farm Bureau Federation Director of Advocacy and Political Affairs Cody Lyon says President Trump touched on many topics important to farmers and ranchers.
We were very pleased that the president spent a good deal of time focusing on the need for infrastructure improvement. Very pleased as well with the focus on the regulatory reform. We'll continue to look at what the administration and Congress want to do with immigration reform and trade, which continue to be very important, especially as we move toward a farm bill.
He says infrastructure provides a critical role for agriculture and repairs are needed to the nation's aging system.
Infrastructure is very important to be able to make sure that the flow of these commodities that are grown and raised are able to be turned into food or turned into fuel or transported. Roads, railways, locks and dams, waterways, all of it becomes very crucial for us to make sure we can move product.
American Farm Bureau Federation is creating an advocacy blog where farmers and ranchers can follow policy items, including infrastructure and the 2018 Farm Bill discussion throughout 2018. Lyon says the blog will focus on the importance of getting involved.
Well, there's something that's brought up in the news by the president, by members of Congress, that touch on Farm Bureau's important issues. We want to make sure we provide a commentary on that, and as well as provide new trends that we're seeing for our members and others to really be effective whenever they want to influence and advocate their lawmakers.
The blog can be found at www.fb.org. We know that the NCBA is meeting this week in Phoenix, while also U.S. sheep producers are meeting together in San Antonio. We hear from former NAFB President Susan Littlefield with this report with Chase Adams of the American Sheep Industry Association.
The American Sheep Industry's annual convention taking place right here in San Antonio, Texas. As we've been told, numbers are up this year for sheep producers in attendance. Not only producers, but those within the allied industry. Chase Adams is with the American Sheep Industry Association as he talks to us about the meaning of this convention.
You know, we understand that this is it's tough to get away from the operation, but this is an incredibly important meeting, Susan, for the American sheep industry. This is the largest meeting that we have every year. It incorporates every group that we have in the sheep industry, so it's not just the American Sheep Industry Association. You've also got the lamb feeders, the Make It With Wool competition, and all the affiliated groups, and including the Goat Federation as well here. To set policy and really set the agenda for what it is that we're looking at for the year ahead.
And no surprise, one of the issues that will be brought up by producers, and you hear it on the water cooler talk, is the issues of predators.
You know, predation is always the number one issue that we hear, and it's so important at this convention to have an opportunity for producers to talk with USDA Wildlife Services directly and the Wildlife Services regional folks as well, and visit with them about the concerns that they have, about the challenges that they're facing, and about some ways that we can address that and work cooperatively. Nebraska specifically, USDA Wildlife Services cooperating with your counties took over 1,500 coyotes last year. That's very, very important. Predation literally eats our lunch, and we've got to make sure that we have the tools that we need in place to handle that, control that, and make sure that these producers can be profitable. Because no matter how many lambs you get on the ground, if you're not retaining them, if you're not able to grow those lambs, we don't have the industry that we need.
In San Antonio, Texas, at the American Sheep Industry Convention, I'm Susan Littlefield.